Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
So could you imagine playing 25 shows in 24 hours? Can you imagine how exhausting that would all be? Well, John Foreman from Switchfoot did and made a film about the craziness of it all. How you doing, John?
Great. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good. Man, are you still tired from all those shows?
Actually, playing the music's easy. It's making a film about it. It's hard.
Did you even have a voice the next day?
You know what? I felt really good. I think years of touring had adequately prepared me for the task at hand, you know? It was actually an incredibly enjoyable day. You're going to stay up for 24 hours. The best way to do it is just keep singing.
So where did this idea originally come from, John?
So I think it originally came from these after shows that I would do. At the end of a Switchfoot show, I still would have more music in me. And so I'd go out in the back alley or coffee shop or wherever nearby time that was open, and I'd play more songs, whether it was a Dylan cover or whatever that didn't fit into the set list. Started getting the feeling that maybe I could keep this thing going. What if I could build an entire day of songs, you know? And that's where the project for the Wonderland came from. So I composed a song for all 24 hours and then performed these songs and other songs at 25 different locations around San Diego. It sounds crazy talking about it because it just sounds like the craziest idea. And maybe it is. It's just a wild idea. But while we were doing it, it felt very beautiful and felt like this community sprang up around the event.
Yeah, so there's 24 hours in a day, and then you still had all the travel time in between. Did you have people like start the day with you and then hear what you were doing and say, I'm following you to the next show and the next show and the next show? Did it like spiral like that?
Yeah, somewhere around, 1 o'clock in the morning, there was this huge group of people that were just kind of pilgrimage around San Diego. And it got out of hand at one point. We were supposed to play at this Mexican restaurant, Lucha Libre. We were too many people. We couldn't fit in. So we ended up just playing in this gas station, abandoned in the middle of the night. But those kind of experiences, I don't know, it felt like that was the chaos that I was looking for. It was really fun to kind of, all the places that we went were deeply personal places. They had significance for me. The children's hospital that basically saved my daughter's life. The beach that I grew up surfing, played a Mexican restaurant with a mariachi band. All these different spots, you know. It was a really moving day for me, very, very emotional.
A minute ago you say you still have the music in you after a long night. You're doing your job part of things, of doing a concert and performance, but this is so much deeper. I mean, you started playing music at a young age. You're part of your dad's church doing a lot of music there. But what is it about music that just gives you all the extra energy?
Yeah, but I think music is, it becomes a scaffolding for ideas, becomes a vehicle to travel around in and ask the big questions, to talk about doubt, faith, God, death, politics. You know, I think suddenly everything is on the table as far as a topic. Things that would be really awkward to talk about in front of even your closest friends are somehow very appropriate to sing in front of thousands of strangers. And so that music for me became this place for a really awkward junior high kid to begin to understand himself and the world around him.
So what is the most awkward topic you've ever written a song about?
That's all I write about is awkward topics. I write about the things I don't understand, you know. I think the top four would be God, girls, death, and politics. It doesn't get any more awkward than that.
John Foreman's all about telling stories through music, and his new film's called 25 and 24, and it's not really about the 25 concerts. It's about the people you meet and the stories that come out of the music.
The goal for this film is to see communities become valued for what they are. I really wanted, we had this idea, it was built around the concept of what sort of community would spring from this event. Because I feel like community is kind of a lost art in our touchscreen day and age, you know. We're all looking for each other and missing somehow. And sometimes music can be that missing link. And the other thing that I hope this film does is awaken those wild, ridiculous dreams that make us human, you know. Because pursuing a bigger number in an online bank account means so little. That's not what makes you alive. It's the wonder, it's the dream, it's the yearning, and my hope is that this film kind of be kindling for that fire.
When you look at all the conversations that you had in between these concerts in that 24-hour period, those discussions you had in the van, the people that you met, what was the conversation that surprised you most that day?
At the very end of it, after the 25th show, we'd been awake for a long time, and I went surfing, which felt appropriate just to wash it all off. And I came in, and there was a kid there who had flown from Australia to be a part of the event. And he was this incredible, wise moment at the end of this whole thing. And we were talking there on the beat, and he gave me this Lawrence of Arabia quote that actually starts the film. Beware of those who dream by the day, their dreams might actually become a reality. And it was a poignant moment where I felt like I had perspective on the day for the first time. Who knows what other dreams could become realities if we really chased them down? Who might we be to our friends and family? Who might we be as husbands and fathers? What kind of dreams could come to life?
Switchfoot's actually doing a little bit of a hiatus right now, I guess, at the heartbreak of some of your loyal fans. But on your website, you wrote, you know, we're brothers, we're sons, we're husbands, we're fathers. But for now, we're home. What are some of those dreams you guys have been embracing through this season?
We have had the privilege of chasing after, you know, music and sort of the musical rock and roll dreams that we've had for years. And yet, even winning a Grammy or having platinum records or any of that means very little compared to being a dad, you know, being a husband. And so for us, this season is this celebration. It's not a bad thing at all. It's a beautiful thing to be home with our families and just really enjoying looking back at the past and moving to the future, celebrating where we're at.
We're talking to John Foreman from Switchfoot on SOS Radio. How does being in a band affect your personal identity, John? I mean, like, how has God showed you the difference between who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I think especially for men, you see this happen. If my buddy starts dating a girl, first thing you ask is like, oh, what's she like? What's she look like? Whereas for girls, the first thing they ask about a boyfriend is, what does he do? Right? So I think especially as men, we are wrapped up in what we do. And yet, even though that's the first thing that a lot of people ask when they're getting to know you, what do you do for a living? I think for me, separating that out from who I am, you know, for all of us, but especially for me, super important, because sometimes I can find my worth, my identity, my meaning, my purpose all wrapped up in writing songs. And even though I really believe in the songs, and I love doing it, that can't be my entire identity. That can't be why I matter. And so, yeah, I unpack that all the time. I try and disentangle myself, my soul, from mattering because people say I matter, and mattering because I am made in the image of the Maker himself.
Now, was there a specific instance in your life, John, early on that forced you to look at that and embrace that identity differently?
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's an ongoing, unfolding process, right? That we are continually, in today's day and age, told that we matter because of what we do, because of that our significance would be attached to likes and follows and paycheck and, you know, physical goods acquired through these entities. And yet we know, all of us know, that that can't be why we're here on the planet, you know? So, I mean, yeah, for me, it's an everyday wake up and try and set my compass to north.
Talking to John Foreman from Switchfoot on SOS Radio. And John, our culture is just full of broken down families, broken down homes. What does it mean for you and the band to be intentional about pouring into your families and taking a stand for family unity?
I'm so fortunate to have parents that are still together. Incredible folks that showed me what it means to love each other, to love their kids, even, you know, in thick and thin. And I think we have this tough time understanding what it means to love just day in and day out. Most of our stories, most of the things that we love to watch on TV or in a movie has the happily ever after moment. And yet we all know that the moment you say I do begins a completely new chapter of struggle and joy and beauty and pain and all of it, you know. I liken it to the idea of when bands are so focused on getting signed. They want to get signed, you know. I would say getting signed is not the solution. It's just the beginning of a whole new set of problems. And it's the same with marriage, where it's a beautiful, incredible journey, but it's not a solution. It's a different set of problems and a different journey of how to love and a different journey of humbling encounters with the things that we wish weren't true about ourselves, right? And so I think, you know, that's where, as a songwriter, I love writing songs. I feel like it's a beautiful medium to tell the truth and begin to understand things.
It's so interesting because as we grow and we're stretched and we go through drama in our life and conflict and tragedy, it's like we always want to go back to that place where we started. We want to go back to the altar. We want to go back to that school that we went to. We want to go back and hang out with our friends that we had from high school and think about simpler times. And then we pursue that and we get there and we realize everything is completely different because we're completely different. Almost like, what if I'm not the same person that I was then, but I'm trying to put myself back into old wineskins, you know?
Can't step into the same river twice. We are always changing. Absolutely. And I mean, gosh, especially now with the world spinning faster than ever, it feels like there is no way back. There is a beautiful, amazing moment unfolding around us. We're open to the wonder.
Talking to John Foreman today on SWS Radio about his new film, 25 and 24. If we want to see all these concerts packed into 24 hours, where do we plug in?
You can go to johnforreman.com.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.